Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. For the second time this week, President Trump is set to spend a full day in Pennsylvania. He's got multiple campaign stops planned, and as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Pennsylvania is a key target for the president.
President Trump doesn't need to win every state he won last time to be reelected, just most of them. And Pennsylvania is getting extra attention as he races to the finish. Of the three traditionally Democratic Rust Belt states Trump won in 2016, many polls show Pennsylvania the closest. Also, unlike the swing states of Florida and North Carolina, most voters in Pennsylvania will cast their ballots on Election Day because the state doesn't have a robust system of in-person early voting. Trump has four rallies scheduled, three in counties he won easily and one in the Philadelphia suburbs, where Biden is expected to do well. Trump has been struggling in the suburbs and has even begun making direct appeals to suburban women in his stump speeches. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Democrat Joe Biden hoping to flip key Midwestern states that President Trump won in 2016. He is to appear in Michigan today, along with former President Obama. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports on Biden's trip through three states on Friday.
Joe Biden says it's critical that people get out and vote if they want to change the direction of the country. With stops in Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, it was Biden's busiest day of campaigning in months. At each stop, Biden hammered Trump on his handling of the coronavirus.
Donald Trump has waved the white flag. He surrendered to this virus. But the American people don't give up.
Trump supporters outside of Biden's event in Minnesota attempted to disrupt his remarks by chanting and blaring noisemakers. Biden at one point called the protesters ugly and said they were behaving like President Trump. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse now in the hands of authorities in Wisconsin after a judge rejected his bid to remain in Illinois. Rittenhouse has been extradited to stand trial for allegedly killing two people and shooting another in Kenosha, Wisconsin, during the protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who is now paralyzed from the waist down. Lake County, Illinois State's Attorney Mike Nierheim says Rittenhouse will face murder charges in Wisconsin.
Our whole role in this was to ensure that the extradition process was carried out in a fair manner, and that's done. So Lake County's involvement in this case is over.
The Lake County Sheriff's Department says Rittenhouse was handed over to Wisconsin authorities shortly after the judge's ruling. Outside Vancouver, Washington, tensions flared last night following a vigil for a black man shot and killed by law enforcement Thursday. The vigil itself was peaceful. Hundreds attended, but there were clashes between left and right-wing protesters, and windows were smashed in the city's downtown. Authorities say the man who was killed Thursday night fired a gun at officers during a chase. You're listening to NPR News. Rescue teams are searching for survivors of the magnitude 7 earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast yesterday afternoon. Authorities say the rescue work is taking place amid hundreds of aftershocks. At least 27 people are now confirmed dead, most in Turkey, but also two teenagers on the Greek island of Samos. More than 800 were injured. Authorities in France say a third suspect is in custody in connection with Thursday's knife attack that left three people dead in the city of Nice. The chief suspect has been identified as a Tunisian who arrived in Europe from Italy last month. He was wounded by police and reported to be in critical condition in a French hospital. The stock market just finished its worst week since the pandemic lockdowns began in March. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that a surge in coronavirus cases and disappointing tech earnings sent shares lower.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 6.4% for the week. The S&P 500 was down 5.6% and is barely up for the year. All of the major indexes finished lower for the month. Data released during the week showed that household spending was up for the fifth straight month, and the U.S. economy rebounded sharply during the third quarter. But that wasn't enough to mollify investors worried that the latest surge in coronavirus cases could slow the economy further. At the same time, some big tech companies saw their shares plunge. Apple fell after saying its quarterly iPhone sales were down, and Twitter's stock price fell by 20% because of slowing usage growth. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
This is NPR News.